Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr. How's it going, Dave?
It is going super duper.
All right. Well, we appreciate everybody joining us for another one of these episodes. Now, today, let's just go ahead and jump right into it because I sent you this idea. This was one of those things that I tweeted about, and then I like hit you up in a message and told you about it. I thought that this would be something good for us to discuss because, as you know, I'm an old man and I have a child in college. She's going to Arizona State University. Go Devils! Anyway, so she is in a lot of digital marketing and graphic design and coding type classes. She's basically getting a degree in our industry, Dave. I don't know. I tried to sway her against it, but anyway. No, I'm just kidding. So, but my point in this and why I wanted to talk about it is because she'll come to me and she'll say stuff like, my professor said that we should be doing XYZ or this is a good place to do whatever, and nine times out of ten what she's telling me is the exact opposite of what I know to be true. She was in a class where a professor was talking about how amazing of a place GoDaddy is for hosting, and that's the place that they recommend and what you should do, and I'm just oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And that's where you should register your domain names, and it's the best. And again, I don't know if there's a kind of relationship between the school and if she has affiliate links and she was handing them out to the kids. I don't know any of that stuff. There could have been ulterior motives. I'll just give you that right now. However, it's just one of those things where, she always texts me when she hears something. One of the professors was telling them how, the most important things for SEO, and among things that she was talking about, Dave, and I'm just going to brace yourself because you're going to cringe. One of the most important things was meta keywords. Let that sink in. See, he has no response, folks. So these are what, in 2019, some of our kids are being taught by some of the professors. And really, that's kind of the discussion that I wanted to have today, Dave, was how do we go about, getting better education? How do we go about, I don't know how it can happen. I mean, because as well as I do, anyone in our industry that takes the time to write a book, by the time it's done, goes to publisher, print, and is out, probably half of the stuff is changed in some form or another. You know what I mean?
Yeah, depending on what it is, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be different.
So my question is, and I do know that there's a lot of people out there, I have friends actually, that are actively involved in trying to do better at stuff like this. We all know our good buddy Scott Cowley, and he's a professor, and he's trying to do his best to go around and speak at conferences and update people. But also, I have a friend named Stu Draper. He has a company called Stu Kent, and they're trying to do their best to educate universities and have these courses to help them be up to date. But again, it blows my mind when I'm when I hear from my daughter about, hey, these are the things that they said was the most important for you to do with your website. I mean, they're telling you it's okay to have a site built by GoDaddy or one of their templates, and you could your SEO that you need to be doing, focus on your meta keywords and your things like that, and it just it's cringeworthy to me. And so I don't know how to go about educating the educators or changing this. But like I said, this is just kind of the discussion that I wanted to have. And I don't know if you come across stuff like that where, You know, I know your daughter, stepdaughter's in the industry. Has she mentioned anything to you?
Like that?
Or that bad?
No. Although when she went to school, she was going to school for other stuff. She just happened to fall into the doing what we all do, or what at least we do in this house, the SEO type stuff. Although she's actually gone more now into engineering, which is interesting. She's spending most of her day writing, I think it's Python. It's Python and, what's the other language? It wasn't Ruby. It was something else that I've heard of, but I just don't work with ever. She's done some PHP and some other stuff, but yeah, she's got her base in SEO and continues to build it, but I think she's gone more into the back end dev side of things now, which is also interesting because that's not what she went to school for. I think we could just hope that all schools and professors were more like Dr. Scott than the professors that your daughter is running into. That would be awesome. Probably not likely, but we can hope.
You know, as I was asking you this, I was thinking how, you know, it would be neat for, you know, if the schools had any kind of budgets for the professors that are teaching this kind of stuff to actually go to conferences and stay on top of this kind of stuff. I wonder if they do anything like that. I don't know.
We shall have to have Mr. Scott back on again and talk to him. But I also don't know if he can speak for most schools. I know the junior college down the road from me in the past has hired for digital marketing type roles. And since I do not have a master's, I think it's an MBA master's. I forget what the requirement is, but to teach at a 4-year, I know I can't personally. But since I do have my 4-year degree, I can teach at the 2-year.
Gotcha.
So that might be part of it, is that so much, there is no, and I, not to go down that rabbit hole, but there is no governing body. There is no set rules for what we do from a paid side, from a social side, from SEO. There is no real, like, this is how you do it. This is, you know, here's your handbook, memorize it, go do it.
Yep.
Everything changes. I mean, I will tell you not to go buy links, but there are probably some industries like tickets and porn and gambling where if you don't, you might not compete.
Yeah.
But well, for 99% of the rest of us, or maybe even more, we shouldn't be doing that.
And in all fairness to this professor, I was thinking about this too. You know, her experience, his or her experience may be, you know, with GoDaddy may have been a positive one. They may have only dealt with buying one or two domains, and they may have had a pleasant experience. But anyone that's been in this industry, you know, like I look at myself since roughly 2000, you know, early 2000, late 90s, kind of knows. And again, when GoDaddy came onto the scene and when they started using them, whether it for domain registrations or hosting or whatever, you know, the first time that they jack up your domain name or something happens to it, or, you know, they hijack one of your hosting plans, or mess up one of your, you know, do an update to their system that messes up one of your, the templates or whatever that you're using from them. Like we've been in it long enough to know how that kind of stuff happens. And so it could have made us more jaded, but we also know because we've been going around and we have lots of people that, you know, that recommend. Anytime someone says something about GoDaddy, everyone yells and is like, no, use these. And so it gives you an opportunity to investigate. It gives you an opportunity to know that, hey, there are places like Hostime that I like, or there's a place like Namecheap or whatever it might be where you could get stuff cheaper, or where, you know, things are more reliable or whatnot. Like, but the thing that I guarantee you that this professor's not knowing, and I don't know, like, I guess it's only after being in it for so long, but, you know, they're offering like cheap hosting solutions or this or that, but they don't realize, okay, well, if you're trying to get a legit business going, but your you know, getting on a hosting plan that shared hosting, and how if you're in a bad neighborhood, how it could affect you. And I mean, just a whole rabbit hole of stuff to jump into that they're probably not even thinking of. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know what we can... They could listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
There you go. Problem solved.
There you go.
I solved the problem. My name is not Peg, but I do have a cat. And for people that have small children, we might get that one. You don't know who Peg and Cat is, do you?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks
to my
little one.
My children are not small children anymore.
I know. Thanks to my little one, we watched that for a little while, and then he moved on. But I still have that stuck in my head now. Yeah, I think there's – when you're in that role, and even like – if you were to ask me to suggest a web host for podcast, which someone did recently, like I was like, well, what we use is good, but there's also pitfalls. You know, it depends on what is the most important thing to you. There's certain hosting providers that certain people swear by. And there's other hosting providers that a year ago or 2 years ago, people swore by. And now I see everyone saying that it is horrible and to run away from it. And I'm not going to start naming names, but that there's certain, you know, and over time, I honestly used to use GoDaddy. I've moved away from it. I probably still have a couple there. But I used it like long before they even had like Super Bowl commercials. And, you know, Dana was their main spokesperson, and they had race cars and all that stuff. I used it because I didn't like network solutions and I didn't want to pay $40 a year for a domain. So I've been using them for, I don't even know how long now. 10, 15 plus years.
Right.
But there's hosting providers that I've used over the years that people say is the worst hunk of junk in the world. But I'm like, but if your site is up almost all the time and someone has a very limited budget and they don't get a lot of traffic, then the $2 or $5 a month thing makes sense for them. Like, you know, or $7 or $4 or whatever it is. It's not mission critical. It's not a life support system. It's their site is up whenever they check it. They don't have people complaining about it. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
There's some people that'll sit there and go, well, you know, their ping is so slow. And I'm like, but you're paying for your own server over here that costs you $200 or $300 a month. And you have a ton of sites, you have client sites on it, you have all this stuff. This is one small business who this is an afterthought to. At least they have a website. Like, at least it's active and it's live and it's updated.
Yeah.
Like, in the scheme of things, could they be spending more? Yes. Would they probably complain about it? Yes. Do they probably spend $7 for a cup of coffee, but then complain that, you know, three times a week, but then they complain that their hosting is $7 instead of $2 a month?
Yeah.
Yes. We all probably do that to some extent. But yeah, I think the disinformation and pushing people to something, I wouldn't be hard pressed, but I mean, I also feel for them because I know they have to suggest something, and maybe because it's the local, it's not locally owned anymore. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Maybe because that's what they started on.
Well, and it does get me thinking about like our conversations in the past where we've talked about how, you know, you and I obviously collectively think that overall, like a host solution like Wix, you know, and how easy they make it seem on their TV commercials and how you could just click, click, click and you're done and you're found on search engines and stuff like that. You know, we've both said in certain situations we could see how that could work for someone. You know, if they have a really good influencer reach and they don't really need to care about as much as, you know, most people would with search engine optimization or even being able to change things or whatnot. So I guess there is that side of it. And you're right. Something is better than nothing. But it's just interesting to me. And I guess the whole reason I wanted to have this conversation is like, at what point does it become like laughable or ridiculous? Like
when you suggest that meta keywords matter.
Yeah, exactly. And that was like the point of this. And so, I mean, you know, luckily I haven't heard her say anything about hiding text or, you know, spamming directories yet. But anyway,
the class is still, it's still early. It's, she still has another month and a half or another month or so. Yeah.
Yep.
Still has another month or so. 2 day a class, two weeks, 2 days a week, 3 days a week. She's got time.
But, you know, I guess what I could do too, and maybe anyone that's listening, that has kids that are that age or has kids that have the opportunity, like even with your daughter-in-law, I know she's in a different course, but like if she's ever in a situation where she hears misinformation, you know what? Like, and I'll tell my daughter this as well. I'll be like, hey, you know, just tell this professor, hey, my dad has, some, you know, don't go in there and say, hey, you're wrong. But just say, hey, my dad's been in this industry since 1997. And, you know, he thought it would be good to have a conversation with you about some of these things, you know, just to kind of, I don't know what the right wording would be, but maybe I could have my daughter say, hey, look, you know, he'd be more than happy to come in and have a chat with you or, you know, even your kids or whatever. Because I know I have done that, you know, I did that in the past with our friend Scott when he was doing his final work for his I guess his doctorate at over here at the I forget the name of it, the business school at ASU. But anyway, he had me over there and as a guest speaker talking about stuff. And so I think if they could do more of stuff like that, then, you know, when they hear us teaching, then they're going to pick up some stuff too. So maybe instead of just, you know, complaining about it like I was, I could do or I can think about something to be more of the solution as well.
Yeah, I think there's a line between disinformation and just
not knowing
what I'm looking for. You were having trouble before. Now I'm missing something.
I rubbed off on you.
yeah, total. It's like I'm trying to think of a recent example that continues to have people arguing about stuff. Whether social media impacts rankings or if it matters if you're on a subdomain or folder.
Oh, right,
like,
right.
Things like that. Like,
yeah.
There'll be people that can bring up specific examples where they moved from one to the other and they saw a huge increase.
Or exact match domains working versus not working.
Yeah, and it tanked. Or someone that can point out in a some documentation from Google, whether it's, you know, a trademark, not trademark, but a patent or something that says that leads to someone suggesting that X will impact something or won't impact something.
Right.
I think those things that are being debated, it's hard to say that it's disinformation. I know there's going to be people that will yell at me one way or the other, no matter which one I pick. but there's also some things where if they say links don't matter or you don't need content or, you know, you can just put it on any web host or you can just do anything you want and you will suddenly,
you don't need a mobile site.
Yeah. You know, you don't need content. Just put it in an image. Google can read images now. I think there is a line and I would hope that those teaching and even us, like there's topics where we're like, yeah, we want to talk about that, but that's not what we do. Mm-hmm. So we need to have someone come in.
Yep.
Like we can talk about it at a high level, but some certain things when it's starting getting really detailed, it's like, nope, we're going to have someone come in.
Well, maybe that's a great segue into, you know, wrapping this up and kind of doing a call to people, excuse me, like a call for help, if you will. Anybody out there that's listened to this, if you know anyone that you think would benefit from this that could help out, send it to them, let them hear this, but also reply back and let us know and let us know what you think can be done, what you think we could do to help improve these kind of programs. And you know, it's not a small university given this misinformation. It's Arizona State. And so,
well, I mean, all they have to do is read Search Engine Journal, you know, Barry at SE Roundtable that's always quoting the stuff, Search Engine Land, Marketing Land, you know, Social Media Examiner, and any one of those that's either covers social or paid or, you know, SEO or any of that stuff. Like, just dig through that stuff. And I would hope students are actually going beyond what they're being taught in school as well.
Well, with what you just said and what you said earlier, hey, you solved the problem with listen to the podcast. You know what? Send them to this link and show them, you know, all those sites that Dave just mentioned. We'll reference them. We'll put them on the site and, you know, like, send it to a professor. Let them know. And hopefully, you know, word will start spreading around. So.
Sounds all good. Right. I solved your problem.
You're done. Solved. Pack's on the back.
And next.
On that fine note, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltel with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys for joining us. And we look forward to your feedback on this one. Definitely feel free to chime in and let us know how to solve this problem. And also,
tell me I didn't solve it.
We will reach out to a couple of those people I mentioned, and we'll get them on, and we'll have a follow-up to this at some point. So, all right, guys, thank you very much for joining us, and we will look forward to having you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.